All right. Bill O'Wiley. This is Ed Ilcott and the sexual allegations against Bill O'Reilly. I do not... I do not at all think are proper. And yet, one can identify with... I think it's time for Ed Ilcott. So I installed all kinds of new shit on my computer, and what do you suppose I got? I have... everything's working great. We got our fucking music back. Let me see here. Okay.
Yes, I do, Ed. I feel that you've made great strides, but you're still in the Elkata, a scumbag.
And we should let people know that, as hurtful as that is the technical...
That is the technical term as it was laid out by Huebner Ilcott 165 years ago, that you are a scumbag.
Go to get. Okay, here we go. What a bunch of redneck pieces of shit. This is a female that's being pushed by some motherfucker in an American Legion hat. Right? Pushed and pushed and pushed. She's black, and nobody's gonna fucking tell me that if she were white, the guy would be. Well, maybe. Fuck, you know, forget it. I mean, why even bring that shit up? The fact of the matter is, I was taught you don't push women, you don't, you know, physically manhandle women. You don't have to. You're stronger than them. I guess this motherfucker wasn't. I don't give a fuck if he had an American Legion hat on. I don't give a shit. Was my sister or my mother? Make any motherfucking difference to me. My old man was a fucking war veteran, and there were days I wanted to break his motherfucking face in half. I can tell you that. I mean, who, you know, what son, well, probably not every son, but believe me, I had my moments with my dad and my brother. And in those particular moments, I didn't give a shit what their goddamn war record was. Anyway. So, I gotta find stuff that isn't here. It's not where it is. Okay, I want... Oh, there. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Wait a minute, man. How much fucking time I got here? Okay. Everybody. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Okay, cool. And this is Dr. Ed Ilcott. And, of course, on today's program, this is Dr. Ed Ilcott. Bill O'Reilly of Fox News is an individual whose presence I'm sure many of you would find, especially if you are Ilcotta, as I am, you would find him a maximum irritant. In his manner. However, and I find him irritating, but I feel I must follow his news story because he's been accused of sexual harassment. And I have a thing for Jennifer Tilly. Have you guys seen Jennifer Tilly? She's on CBS Sports Network poker, some poker show. She's playing fucking poker. Who's the other sister? Jennifer Tilly and Megan Tilly? What's her name? Yeah, like Trump has ever been in a fucking physical fight in his fucking life.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Motherfucker.
Kashaya, we just saw the video showing you being pushed.
What a fucking talk about a phony tough guy.
It was in Louisville, it was last March. You say you attended the rally with the intent to protest peacefully, and as we just saw, the president, you know, he can be heard yelling, "Get him out." So walk us through what happened to you.
I'm glad she's suing that motherfucker.
I was there to protest peacefully, and I definitely did remain peaceful the entire time that I was in the rally. I pretty much worked my way through the crowd and got to a position toward the front of the stage. I held up a sign that I had made that day, and as soon as I held up the sign, Trump said, you know, get him out of here, get her out, and then the mob essentially turned on me and attacked me. They shoved me, they punched me, they cursed at me, they yelled racist and sexist slurs at me the entire way until I was, you know, ejected.
What were they saying to you?
I was completely taken aback and obviously not expecting that reaction at all. I was just really shocked, honestly.
So, Daniel, lawyers for President Trump filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit.
There's a guy in a white cap who comes up and intercedes on her behalf, I believe. You can see the guy walk over to this fucking, looks like an American legionnaire. He walks over to him and kind of backs him off.
Is this his free speech defense? Yeah, no, obviously we think it's the right decision. And if you look at the history of free speech jurisprudence in this country, there is no case decided by the Supreme Court or, to my knowledge, any other court that would allow for a political candidate to turn an angry mob against peaceful protesters and say that that's somehow protected by the First Amendment. That's never been contemplated by any of our free speech jurisprudence. And no, there's a reason that those cases don't make it to the Supreme Court. It's because they rarely happen. You know, as I look at the history of political campaigns, you know, to have somebody that is in the position where they are asking people to vote them in as the leader of a free world, and then to have their supporters essentially turn on a dissenting voice, simply in retaliation for peacefully protesting, that's unprecedented. And so we think that the court's decision reflects the idea that the First Amendment doesn't tolerate that kind of behavior and that we as a society are not going to tolerate it.
So you said, you mentioned peacefully protesting, Daniel. Kashaya, you said that you went there to peacefully protest. So what do you say to those who claim that you were looking for trouble because you did go to a rally to protest a candidate and, you know, you were apparently holding a sign depicting the president's head on a pig's body?
Sure. I mean, just like his supporters had a right to be there to show their support, I had every right to be there just to show that I'm opposed to the Trump administration or at the time the Trump campaign and everything that they set forth.
So, Daniel, according to the court...
And like they didn't have fucking, you know, they didn't have like pictures of fucking, you know, nooses.
Advocated the use of force.
Say, what did it say? Journalist plus noose? Plus tree, something like good thing.
What's the outcome you want here?
All right, fuck this. I'm going to go and get myself some Fantastic. Fucking great. I got a couple things that I got to figure out. The thing that's kept Ed from being an overlord is his gambling and sex addictions. Special guest will be what's the guy's name? God damn it.
Well, that is true. When's Wexler
Wexler Van Dam? When I got to Orlando as a kid, I was 19, and I moved down there to work for my buddy's dad, who was a construction contractor. He had a concrete construction company, right? The first job I ever worked on was the Orlando city attorney. He was putting a pool in his backyard. This was 1972, summer of 1972, hot as fuck. I'll never forget that whole summer. Tell you one thing about that summer, I got sunburned like a motherfucker. I got my hands had blood blisters all over them because what happened was my friend Rob, who is old man Thyssen's son, he looks at me and he looks at my fucking hands. He goes, "Do you want to put on some gloves, man?" Well, gloves is considered pussy in the construction trade, at least in the labor end of things. At least it was then. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even that. But with this company, I didn't want to put on any gloves. And I was really fucking, and he says, maybe this isn't going to be, you know, he's looking at me, I don't think maybe this isn't going to be for you, man. That's all I needed to fucking hear. I don't think I've ever said that. Maybe I have said something to him since. But that was the thing that kept me working at that job. The fact that he stood there and he said, I don't think this is a good job for you, man. In other words, he's basically saying, I don't think you can do it. And you want some gloves and all this shit. So the point I'm trying to make here is I wound up that summer with my hands had fucking calluses, you know, obviously. I got so sunburned I began to tan, which, believe me, I don't tan much. And I started to get, you know, some fucking guns on me because it's just the sheer physical day after day labor of, you know, hauling concrete in wheelbarrows. You're going to get some fucking arms. So by the end of the summer, all of a sudden I'm this, you know, hunk. So I wound up having an affair with the Orlando city attorney's wife. And I'm kidding. No, I didn't. But I do remember twice that summer, there were women. I swear to God, it's true what they say. There were two women, two different jobs, who were very clearly in their fucking windows. And believe me, we were well behind the house. Just, we aren't even fucking close to the house. I looked up and they're stark fucking naked in the window. Not, you know, posing, not staring at us, with their backs to us. And I remember thinking, is that some kind of, is that the female version of a guy exposing himself? Nah, is that? Probably not. Because the guy exposing himself does that, like, to little kids, that's fucked up. To an adult woman, it's fucked up. To us, it was a welcome break in a hot afternoon of work. Why do I have to look at this goddamn SoundCloud? Why is all this shit left open on my fucking... Close these windows, man. Close all this shit out, huh? Get rid of that shit. Jesus Christ, I got more fucking windows. All right, let me look. Do you ever... Okay, I've already seen this fucking... This was in Louisville, Kentucky, where this woman was getting pushed around. That's where Trump went. That was his latest I Need Love trip. He left Washington and went down to be with his people. Jennifer Tilly is playing poker. She's got on a tight dress, these huge tits. You remember Jennifer Tilly? If you saw the movie Liar, Liar, she was the woman with the two kids, and she was divorcing the guy, and she wanted a lot of money, all this shit. let me see. Who's her goddamn sister? Because her sister was in a movie with Harrison Ford called... oh, fuck. Now I'm like, I don't... Wait a minute, man. I'll figure it out. Do you ever? Ed Elcott. Jennifer Tilly. Actress who always attracts audiences' attention. Jennifer Tilly is by turns funny, sexy, compassionate. I'd say that's true. by turns. She was in Liar Liar, Chucky, Bound. That's why I saw her in that. She's in the upcoming Cult of Chucky, Renaissance Girl. She's been on episodes of Family Guy. So who's her fucking sister, man? Well,
fuck.
Oh, fuck. This motherfucking bio is 9 fucking miles long, man. I'm not gonna read the whole goddamn thing. This is Ed Elcott. Jennifer Tilly's, if I may say the word, tits are large. She's a stage actress. So don't give her any shit, man. She's on Broadway and off-Broadway. She won a theater award for her performance in off-Broadway's One Shoe Off. Starred on Broadway in the 2001 revival of The Women. It was taped for broadcast. She was in The Fabulous Baker Boys. Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway. She's an accomplished... And now she's kicking fucking ass in the poker world? How dare she? Who's her goddamn sister? Wait a minute, man. That ain't the guy I'm thinking of, is it? She was married to Sam Simon? Okay. Dee-dee-dee-dee. She met her current boyfriend, professional poker player Phil Lack, otherwise known as the Unabomber. That's the guy's nickname, the Unabomber. Do you ever... The Unabombshell. Who's her goddamn sisser? Maybe she decided not to put it in her bio because it's like... pain in the ass or something, you know what I mean? She doesn't want a bunch of motherfuckers. Oh, you're the sister of, you know. Maybe she didn't want that.
Shit, you think she doesn't want that, huh? I think she doesn't.
Beautiful actresses who died in movies. What the hell does that mean? Excuse me, I belched. Usually it'll say sister of. I know it's like Megan Mickey Tilly, Meg Tilly. Wait a minute, who was in that goddamn movie with Harrison Ford? Come on. And Meg Tilly was in that nun thing. Remember that nun, Agnes of God. The Big Chill, Hill Street Blues. She played Junior Wells in a bio of the Great Dan. I'm kidding. She played Julie Wells. Oh, so that, what was the one in, what am I thinking of? Is that another sister? Impulse. What the fuck? What are you talking about? All right, wait. Witness. Here we go. McGillis. Kelly McGillis. So that's not a sister act, is it? She's from Newport Beach, Kelly McGillis. And then the fence of Fern. She came out of the fen and found her way to the clearn. Dan is a bad pain, and she did a thing. Why the hell did I think that she's, All right, man. Do you ever think of the things when you lie? Lie in your bed of lies. All right, man. All right, fuck. Do you ever... Oh, fuck, man. And Gloria Grover, and good day to you, Gloria.
Yes, Ed, hello. I'm sorry that you've had such a difficult time, Ed. I'm trying to... Larry is here.
Ed, how are you?
Oh, hello, Larry. It's unusual to have you on the Elcott The Next Step program.
I know it's unusual, and I'm here because at the behest of Mother, to assure the audience that you're not my father...
And who was saying that I was?
Well, the word is...
So, that's the whole thing with Ed, man. He's, all right, here we go. We're ready to go, man. Okay, dude.
Mr. Fawn here. Please check out my new podcast.
Wait a minute, bitch. God damn it. First of all, that motherfucker can't speak well. Mr. Fawn here.
What does that mean? Wait a fucking minute.
On Podcast One, I'll be talking to all the biggest names in rock, including Andy Summers from The Police, Poison, Night Ranger, Loverboy,
and
a lot more. Download new episodes.
Fuck off. Miss a Fawn here. Miss a Fawn here. All right, ready?
Mitch LaFon here. Please check out my new podcast, Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, every Monday on the Jericho Network here at Podcast One. I'll be talking to all the biggest names in rock, including Andy Summers from The Police, Poison, Night Ranger, Loverboy, and a lot more. Download new episodes each Monday via PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or simply subscribe via iTunes.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and all of the voices that you're about to hear on the program are all performed by me. Just thought I'd drop in and let you know that. Sometimes people are scared. Wait a minute. And you know what? My voice cracked. I'm going to do that again. Miss Afon here.